along the Cotswold canals. Welcome to Ebley Mill, one of the places along the canals trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold canals.
You are now standing at Ebley Mill, the current offices of Stroud District Council. In the 1980s, the council took the massive step of converting this mill building into offices. They have continued to support the improvements in the area, as John Pontefract explains.
Stroud District Council staff are able to spend up to 3 days a year doing voluntary work, so we capitalised on that by encouraging them to do that work pretty much on their own doorstep outside the council offices at Ebley Mill.
Chris Belodis works in the IT department at the council and has done a couple of volunteer days.
We were out there cutting back reeds and the growth that had taken over the canal, especially around Ebley Mill and working up towards the new Stroud Brewery Bridge. Those volunteer days were quite a bit of fun, but also kind of rewarding, because when you saw the actual hedges and everything being cut back, you actually realised how overgrown and how the canal had really just fallen into sort of wastage in some respect, and it could have been more of a dangerous place in some respect.
As well as being such an important place for volunteer work, Ebley Mill has one of the most significant new structures on the canal, a floodlock. John Pontefract explains why.
The canal from the centre of Stroud down to Ebley carries river water, and we're going to use that river water to good effect. We're going to keep as much of it as we need and then just release the excess back into the river. But obviously rivers have a tendency to flood, and we've got to be able to control that flooding, and there are three separate structures to do that, and the Ebley floodlock is one of those, and that's designed to deal with a 100-year flood and send the water back to where it can cascade over into the adjacent river rather than carrying on down and inundating the double lock at Ryford and properties below.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.